Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Today, I'm joined by Derek Smith. He's a volunteer for SCORE. You've heard him on this program before. He'll freshen up our memory about exactly what SCORE is, and we'll talk about a conference coming up very soon for women in business. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Julie. Glad to be here.
You know, the last time we spoke, you really explained SCORE to us. Just in case our listeners, they didn't have a chance to listen to that particular show, tell me, what is SCORE?
SCORE is an all-volunteer organization that is principally designed to help and promote small businesses. And we do this through various activities. First and foremost, we offer free one-on-one mentoring at one of now six locations in the Jacksonville area. We also hold a series of workshops. In fact, our goal this year is to have about 120 different events throughout the course of the year, talking about a variety of business topics.
Now, when you say a variety of business topics, help my listeners understand, what are some of those topics that are important for them to know more about?
If you're starting a business, one of the more essential things to do is to actually create a business plan. So we actually have workshops to help people develop a business plan. How do you write a business plan? Sometimes we have individuals who are a little intimidated by the thought of trying to create that because it sounds like a lot of work. I think the easiest way to think about it is it's really your roadmap to help try to mitigate some of the risks of going into business.
What about money? Do you help them with that as well?
Well, we help them from the standpoint of first trying to review what their needs are in terms of starting up their business as well as what their operating expenses are. One of the things we often promote is that you should really have a forecast for up to 3 years of what your expected financials are. Invariably, when you start up a business, you're not going to have quite as much income as you hope to have down the road. But our hope is to try to make sure that these businesses are sustainable. So we do offer workshops and advice in terms of how to improve your financial picture.
Now that plan, it does seem like a daunting task. Where do they begin? How do you begin with a plan?
I think the first step is to make sure you really define what your business is, whether it's a product or a service. And I know that sounds pretty fundamental and pretty basic, but it really does start there. And from that, then you start to identify, well, who are your target customers? What is your competitive advantage? I think the easiest way of really developing a business plan is to just think about it from a conversational standpoint. How would you talk about your business? What is it you're trying to accomplish? What does success look like?
And success looks like different things to everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about something that's coming up. It's pretty big. It's the first time, right? This women's business workshop or conference. Tell me about it.
It's entitled Women Entrepreneurs Growing Stronger Together. We're holding it over at the Adam Herbert University Center on the campus of the University of North Florida on Saturday, February 16th. It's essentially an all-day conference beginning at 8 a.m., but we're targeting women entrepreneurs that are in the area where we can actually provide them with greater assistance. We'll have a series of panelists who will be there talking about what it takes to have a successful women-owned business. We have a keynote speaker who has been recognized as being very supportive of women businesses here in this area as well. And the best part of this, Julie, is, of course, the cost of this one is also free.
Oh, yeah. We like that word. F-R-E-E. So tell me, who is the keynote speaker?
Her name is Lori Lee. She is the lead attorney and owner of her own business, Elevate Business Law. And she's been in business for a number of years. She's also spoken at a series of engagements around town and has been very well respected in terms of what she offers.
So this is the first time that you've had this this type of conference. Why is that?
Well, we recognize that there are a lot of challenges that face women-owned businesses, one in terms of just being accepted to some of their male peers. And it's not because that there's any inferiority in terms of the product or services they offer, but sometimes there can be some other challenges that come up. And so what we're trying to do is to show our support for these businesses in terms of helping to promote them. And in fact, if you take a look at a lot of the successful businesses that are in the Jacksonville area, many of them are women-owned businesses.
Oh, I like to hear that. So you said there will be a panel of women, I'm assuming, to help them out. What will they talk about? What are some of the topics?
Some of the topics we have include beyond networking, constructing a support system that works, building confidence with customers, vendors, lenders, and employees, working the business plan, recognizing and overcoming business obstacles, and the value of inclusion in planning and decision making.
The last one is interesting, but let's start off with the first one and give me your thoughts, because I know that you are a SCORE volunteer, you're a mentor. Tell me, what's the benefit of networking?
Well, the benefit of networking, number one, is to be able to reach out to individuals who have some empathy in terms of what you're going through. And they could also be a lead for new business. And they could also be a resource to you, in addition to being that lead that I just mentioned. So I think there are several opportunities and ways in which networking can be beneficial.
Now, tell me, what was the last one you mentioned?
The value of inclusion in planning and decision making.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, if you focus on the word inclusion, I think that's the important part of this, Julie, is that, you know, we want to make sure that all businesses have opportunities of succeeding, whether they're vendors or customers. And so we're trying to promote the whole thought process behind making sure that women-owned businesses are not forgotten about and are included in the mix.
What else do we need to know about this conference?
Well, we will also have some exhibition booths set up during the breaks throughout the course of the day, in which we will be featuring some of the successful women entrepreneurs in the area, hopefully attracting either former SCORE clients or even Small Business Administration clients as well. And we have a couple of organizations in the area that have committed to promoting opportunities for women-owned businesses. So these are companies or organizations that have been involved or have programs to try to promote women-owned businesses.
Tell my listeners one more time when and where this is.
Again, Women Entrepreneurs Growing Stronger Together will be held at the Adam Herbert University Center on the campus of the University of North Florida on Saturday, February 16th. I will say that seating is limited, and since the time we have started to promote this from the beginning of the year, registration is filling up. So if anyone who's listening has an interest, we would encourage them to go to www.jacksonville.score.org, where you'll find a link to the registration page.
Before we started our conversation on the air, we were talking off the air about some of the other exciting things going on with SCORE. Tell me about it.
We recently added another location to do mentoring up in Nassau County, which now brings us to 6 locations. We have the Small Business Administration office in Bay Meadows. We also do mentoring at the Business Counseling Office at the Jacksonville Chamber downtown. We have Fleming Island out in Clay County, St. Augustine. The original Nassau County location was Amelia Island, and through the cooperation of the Nassau County Chamber of Commerce, they have now enabled us to offer it in Callahan as well.
Okay, so adding a second location in Nassau County, that sounds like that's a good thing.
It's a great thing, and it also, you know, demonstrates that there is a real need and interest in our services. We have over 50 mentors who are qualified with all different types of backgrounds to offer assistance to businesses or people that are thinking about going into business. We, again, continue to offer a series of workshops. Most of those are free as well. The one exception is the Achieve Your Business Dreams workshop series that we do in conjunction with Jack's Chamber. The Achieve Your Business Dreams workshop begins on Tuesday, February 5th.
So you said with the exception of that one, the other workshops are offered at no cost. So why is that one? Why is there a charge?
Well, the charge for this one is fairly nominal. It's about $99, I believe, for a 4-part series. So over 4 consecutive Tuesdays, you will learn everything from, again, developing a business plan to the basics between finance, also how to market your business, and then also in terms of how do you put together financial projections, ultimately looking for funding.
So as a SCORE mentor, what do you do for your mentees?
I first listen. I think it's important when you go into these counseling sessions is to make sure that you fully understand what the person across the table is trying to do, what are their aspirations. And then what I try to impart from my business background and my experience are ways in which to try to help them, to either try to accelerate the development of their business or challenge them to think about their business a little bit differently, because I believe success really is creating a business that is sustainable over the long term. And that's the commitment I will make to every client that I speak with.
Long term, that's also daunting, because you go into this process and you say, okay, I want to start a business. I have a service, I have a product, and you know that it's, or you feel like it's going to sell, you feel like it's going to be successful, but looking at something long term, at least from my perspective, that's also a little bit scary.
Well, it is scary, and it really takes on a lot of challenges, and you have to really be certain that this is something that you want to do. And this is really part of that initial dialogue when sitting down with someone for the first time, to make sure there's some real clarity behind what it is they are trying to accomplish. You know, unfortunately, the failure rate of small businesses is still pretty high. And sometimes that can be as a result of not doing something that should have been addressed correctly at the outset. Sometimes it could be a funding of just running out of money or anything in between. So you want to have that really candid conversation up front, Julie, in order to make sure that the person who is about to take a big leap, and it really is a big leap to your point, make sure that they're confident in terms of what they're trying to do.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
One of the things you mentioned is money. Does that seem to be the aspect that people really fall short in?
It is a major challenge for a lot of people. Sometimes you'll have individuals who will have great ideas, but unfortunately may not have a very practical way of trying to finance that. Or they may be in a situation where their personal credit has become extremely challenged, and so therefore trying to get a loan becomes very, very difficult. There are still some ways in which you try to work through that. Certainly one of the things that we talk to people about is, well, have you exhausted all your personal resources if you need some additional funding? Because it's hard for somebody who is a true startup to go to, let's say, an established financial institution like a bank and get a major loan to start a business. Why? Because the bank will see that as being extremely risky.
Have you exhausted all of your personal? So when we look at that, you're talking about your money, your own money, and then possibly looking to other people that you may know to give you some money. That in itself is a challenge.
Well, it clearly is, but I think you have to really pursue all options, right? If you have a startup business and you don't really have a track record in running a business, therefore going to an established financial institution is probably not going to be that feasible. So you have to look towards that. Another alternative may be is to find an investor. So maybe you can actually go into a partnership with somebody who's willing to invest in your business as well.
Well, we've talked about a lot of things. Tell me the one thing that someone that's starting a business now, the one thing that they should think about now before they get started.
Why would somebody do business with me? I think that can be a very provocative question. You know, sometimes you can start to get so focused on the particular product or service that you're developing, which again can be a great idea. But at the end of the day, you have to think about the fact that there are a lot of other competing businesses that are out there that may be offering the same thing or something very, very similar. So what sort of competitive advantage will you bring to the marketplace? What will you do differently? What will create the excitement, the buzz, so that somebody will want to do business with you?
And it sounds like that's something that you should think about before you even start the plan.
Absolutely. And it really is. And you have to hold the mirror up and really give an honest assessment of that. Or another alternative way of trying to get at the same answer is, see if you can find somebody who knows you well to see whether how they would answer that question. So if you had a colleague that you had worked with in the past, a very close friend or a family member, you talk to them about your aspiration of wanting to start a business, see what their reaction is, see what sort of feedback there is, because oftentimes others will give you more honest feedback than you will give yourself.
True, but you also have to make sure that that person is going to be honest with you. So they need to have some type of track record of being an honest person and not thinking about necessarily your feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because going into business, you have to be as objective as possible. You want to make sure that you're getting that honest feedback at every step you go in order to develop your business. And remember, your business will evolve over time. So the things you start out with will change a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. And hopefully that's a byproduct of your business actually growing.
Tell my listeners one more time, I know we've said it twice, but that's how important this is. Tell my listeners one more time about that workshop and where it's located and when you're having it.
So the Women Entrepreneurs Growing Stronger Together conference will be held at the Adam Herbert University Center on the campus of the University of North Florida on Saturday, February 16th from 8 to 3 p.m., and again, registration is available by going to our website, www.jacksonville.score.org. Again, please note, seating is limited and registration is filling up.
So when they go to that website to register, they can also find out about other workshops. So this conference, of course, that one day, but also the workshops that we spoke about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. I appreciate you saying that, as well as you can find out about the mentors such as myself who provide services. And if you want to request a one-on-one counseling service, you go to the same website, jacksonville.score.org.
Sounds good. Derek, thank you so much for coming back in. I appreciate it.
Julie, thank you again for having me.
I can hear it now. Some of you are saying, I'm still scared to start my business, even though I have a great idea. Well, listen to a snippet of a segment from this week's TJMS, where Jackie Reed went inside her story with two sisters on furlough that started a cheesecake business, the Furlough Cheesecake.
Two furloughed DC area sisters turned lemons into lemonade by launching their own cake business called the Furlough Cheesecake. The business is booming, Tom. In fact, things are going so well, even Ellen DeGeneres heard about them and bought one of their cakes. I'm going inside her story with sisters Jackie Wright and Nikki Howard. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jackie.
Okay, let's talk about Ellen. Okay, so Jackie, she surprised you guys on Friday and she bought one of your cakes for how much? How much money?
$20,000.
Did you all have any idea what was going on?
No. No.
No idea, right? Okay.
No.
So happy that that happened for you. I love you all's reaction. If anybody haven't seen this, Tom, you have to go watch it online. It's priceless.
They are adorable.
They are adorable. Right? It's so great. So, okay, ladies, where did this idea come from? Nikki, who came up with the Furlough Cheesecake idea?
Well, I had made some cheesecakes for our New Year celebration at our church, and my sister, I gave one for her to take home, and when she got home and she ate it, well, she was sneaking bites on the way home, and then she ate it with my mom the next morning, and their reaction, Sissy, what was you guys' reaction?
I forgot about the furlough. I forgot it was New Year's. I forgot everything. I had a cup of coffee. I had a slice. I had another slice, another cup of coffee. My mom did the same. We were watching a movie. We were just in bliss, seriously. And she called. And we just told her how good it was, how what we were doing, blah, blah, blah. Then our mother said, it's so good, you could sell it. And when she said that, I sat up straight and I said, Sissy, why don't we sell it? She said, girl, I'm on furlough. And I thought that meant I don't have the money to buy it. Mm-hmm. Saying, no, I'm on furlough. I have nothing but time. But that's where the name came from. As soon as she said that, I said, let's call it the Furlough Cheesecake.
Oh, my God. And then from there, how long did it take? Because I know once Ellen stepped in, you know, that was a big moment. But before then, you all were getting more orders than you can handle, yes?
We did some local news channels, and then CNN called us to come on for an interview, and orders have been just coming in. But Ellen, that big boost from Ellen, oh my God, it was Ellen. And it's booming. It's booming.
And how are you all handling business? I know you all, do you have some other furloughed folks in there helping you out? Like, how are you all doing this? Is mom in the kitchen too?
Well, it is definitely a village effort. We are now in a place where we have a list of federal furlough workers, and they volunteered their time, so they will be in the kitchen with us this week.
How many cakes can you produce a day?
Well, the good news is we are moving into a commercial space that may allow us to do up to 300 a day. So that's our goal.
You sound like Aunt Vi.
Right.
And buys pies.
Now, what did each of you all do for the government? Jackie, where'd you work? Nikki, where do you work?
I'm Jackie. I work at the Department of Justice for 20 years, been there.
And Nikki, what about you?
I work for Food and Drug Administration.
So are you going back to your jobs?
That is the question of the day. We are taking that question with much prayer and trembling, and we shall see.
Well, you got time to think about it.
Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately.
And this was the first time you all had tasted the cheesecake?
No.
Oh.
She's my sister, so she's made cheesecake many times.
Right.
And, you know, I've eaten it many times. But there was something in this cheesecake. I told her that was the magic cheesecake because I'm the eater of the family. I'm not the baker. I'm not the cooker.
You're the taster. You're the official taster. Huh?
And I have a great taste for good food. And I'm telling you, that cheesecake, it was just something in that cheesecake. The love, the sacrifice probably, because at that time we were furloughed when she made it. Mm-hmm. And the love and sacrifice she put in that cake, I could taste it.
Made with love and sacrifice.
How many kinds of cheesecakes do you make?
Right now we have two flavors. We have our original flavor and our sweet potato flavor. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple more that are in the making, but those are the two that we have right now.
Now, this is all online, ladies? This is all online?
Yes.
And what is the website address?
It is www.thefurloughcheesecake.com.
Hopefully you got some information and some inspiration today. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.